Blackstone Audio presents Missing, The Secrets of Crittenden County, Book 1, by Shelley Shepherd Gray. This book is read by Bernadette Dunn. Dedication to Cindy. Thank you for believing in me. I will call to you whenever I'm in trouble, and you will answer me. Psalm 86, verse 7. It's better to make new mistakes than to repeat old ones. Amish proverb. Chapter 1. Perry was the sort to say one thing and do the exact opposite, but surely most boys are like that. Beth Ann Borntrager. Despite her reservations, Abby Anderson cut through the Miller's land. Crooked Creek was rising, which meant the low-lying areas were at risk for flooding. But the Amish family's property was right in between the high school and her house, and crossing the Miller's fields instead of going around saved a lot of time. Besides, it wasn't like she had much of a choice. If she wanted to hang out with Jessica and Emily, she needed to get over her fear of trespassing.
Hurry, Abby, if we don't get to the thicket of trees fast, someone from school is gonna see us,
Jessica called over her shoulder. Abby bit her tongue so she wouldn't blurt out that they shouldn't have been there in the first place, especially not so they could sit around and smoke. With every step, she felt worse about her decision. But she couldn't change her mind now. Right as they got near the thicket, a light rain started falling, soaking her sweatshirt and making her hair frizz. Well, of course it was raining. Did it ever not rain in March in Kentucky? They tromped on, deeper into the woods, closer to the swollen creek.